Governor Charlie Crist called the session to put a drilling ban on the ballot in November, but many Republicans said there's already a sufficient ban on the books and that a constitutional amendment isn't necessary. This is despite the House passing a bill overturning that same ban earlier this year. House Speaker Larry Creedle.
The governor's sole proposal to amend the Constitution will not put a single new skimmer off the beaches of our coast, won't produce any new boom to protect our coasts, won't save a single business or create a single job. The governor's proposal won't help us force BP to be any more accountable, speed up the claims process, or prevent another disaster hundreds of miles from our shores from impacting our state. It would only ban an industry that is already banned.
Critics say Republicans blocked the vote out of bitterness toward Governor Crist, who left the GOP to run for U.S. Senate without party affiliation in April. Democrats also say House Republicans are beholden to the oil industry. But during a short debate, the House said it wants to discuss the immediate aspects of the oil disaster, including the claims process, in another special session this September, after the August primary. Creedle announced that he is establishing 6 work groups to tackle specific problems stemming from the disaster and offer legislative solutions for the unprecedented event.
This is no hurricane, this is no tornado, and this is no wildfire. This oil spill is a deep sea monster we've never met before. And I don't know of any state government knows how to defend it itself against it.
Before the House voted to end the session, they elected to limit debate to 10 minutes on each side. They towed party lines on both votes. Key West Democrat Ron Saunders said those in favor of curbing debate should be embarrassed.
The arguments I've heard today are false. It's an embarrassment of this House. And at this point, I think the voters should decide. If you don't decide today, they'll decide for you in November.
Daryl Roussan, a Democrat from St. Pete, said the session was a pivotal moment in Florida's history and that debate was essential.
This is the floor where deliberation is to take place, where debate is to take place. And this is the time. And I'm afraid that if we leave here today, we've only done half of our duty, Mr. Speaker, by convening. And that this will be an MO, not a modus operandi, but a missed opportunity.
A poll shows that 71% of Floridians support the chance to vote on a constitutional amendment banning drilling. House Minority Leader Franklin Sands, a Broward Democrat, said the citizens of Florida should have their say.
They don't want offshore drilling. They don't want nearshore drilling 3 to 10 miles off the coast of Florida. And that really is the issue. We were told that drilling is going to be relatively safe, and that if there would ever be a spill, we'd be able to take care of it in very, very short order.
But House Republicans like Rob Schenck of Spring Hill maintained that the governor's call for a special session was just for show.
This special session is designed to be more about politics than bringing relief to the problems Florida is facing from the oil well blowout in Louisiana.
Punta Gorda Republican Paige Kriegel said the idea that the state can send a message to Washington by amending its own constitution defies the purpose of the document.
The Constitution of Florida is not a message board. If you want to send a message, send them a text. The framers of the United States Constitution were very specific about what the Constitution was. It wasn't just a collection of laws or thoughts. It's 3 things. It's the basic structure of our government. It's a basic duty of our government. And basic fundamental rights of a citizen.
Shortly after the brief debate in the House, that chamber adjourned without voting on a drilling ban. Then the Senate mulled over whether to vote on the ban anyway, if only for symbolic purposes. And unlike the House, the Senate was not strictly divided along party lines. Republican Senator Mike Fasano of Newport Richey said it was House Republicans and not the governor who were playing politics.
You know, it seems as though that the members over in the House are working so hard to embarrass our governor that they have neglected their responsibility to the people of this state and to their constituents, and they leave today not embarrassing the governor, but embarrassing themselves. And shame on them. Shame on those members who said, let's limit debate. Shame on those members that said, let's not even move forward with a special session.
Lakeland Republican Paula Dockery said regardless of their views, everyone has to respect the process.
And when the governor of the state of Florida, regardless of party affiliation, regardless of election cycle or not election cycle, calls the legislature to Tallahassee to address an issue, I take to heart that that governor feels that that issue is worthy of calling 160 members of the legislature to Tallahassee.
In an 18-16 vote, the Senate followed the House's lead and opted not to vote on the drilling ban. Senator Al Lawson, a Tallahassee Democrat, said he was disappointed in his colleagues.
This is a sad day in the state of Florida. You know, when we were called into special session, I came to this special session with the idea that we were going to do what's right for the people in this state.
After the session closed, Governor Charlie Crist and Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, who is a Democrat running for governor, expressed their outrage at the legislature over their refusal to debate the drilling ban. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.